I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. It used to be called monkeypox. Now it's known as mpox. And in the latest week, it's been declared a global health emergency. That has Europe and China stepping up screening for the deadly new strain that's spread through parts of Africa. With the latest, we go to Adriel Bettelheim, senior healthcare editor for Axios. Adriel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Nice to be with you. Thanks.
For our listeners, it's probably been a while since they've heard about monkeypox or mpox. So tell us a little bit about what it is and how it's spread.
Yeah, well, this is different than the strain of mpox that some people might remember circulated around the globe in 2022. What's happening here is you have a new, much more deadly and virulent strain called clade 1. And it's primarily concentrated in Democratic Republic of Congo, but it's now spread to about a dozen African nations. It's tens of thousands of cases and more than 500 deaths. And now there's signs that it's extending beyond the continent. There was a case last week in Sweden, another one in Pakistan. They're still checking whether that was this particular strain. But there's, you know, invariably there's going to be some spread around the world, and public health authorities are trying to prepare. And it's sort of one of the first big tests of pandemic preparedness since COVID.
What are the symptoms?
Well, I mean, this is sort of flu-like symptoms. There's a rash that can initially resemble pimples or blisters, but it's much more dangerous for young kids. And a lot of the spread has been with kids coming into contact initially with rodents in outlying areas of Africa. So it's basically something that you can arrest if you've got antivirals, if you have vaccines. The problem is in lesser developed countries, it's you don't have the infrastructure to get it to the people who need it the most. So now the West, the wealthier countries are trying to prepare for that and get hospitals and health systems alerted.
What are you hearing about that when it comes to supplies of vaccines and tests for mpox?
Right now, the Africa CDC estimates they need at least 10 million doses needed to slow the spread of the virus there. There's a lot of focus on a vaccine called Jynneos from Bavarian Nordic. There's another vaccine from Japan that also, both of these have been sort of authorized for emergency use. Questions now that we're looking for is what how the company's going to price this, whether they're going to strike partnerships with vaccine manufacturers in Africa. I mean, this is sort of like an analogous situation to COVID, where, you know, you may have some of the countermeasures, but, you know, do you get them in place? How quickly do you do it? And the whole business of healthcare that factors into that.
So it has not reached the United States. But what about travelers? What are some of the warnings, risks that are out there?
CDC, the U.S. CDC, has told doctors to keep an eye out and health workers for the new strain. They say the risk to the public remains very low, primarily because travel between the U.S. and Democratic Republic of Congo is pretty low. But, you know, as we saw in Sweden, you had someone come who was in Africa, and you have the possibility of spread. So I think, you know, what they're anticipating is that, you know, there are cases that start popping up in Africa. There are cases perhaps in China, a lot of workers going back and forth between the continents, and eventually you might get it. So what they're trying to do is tamp it down before it gets out of hand, get people, you know, isolated, get the antivirals to them. And you know, in a developed place where you have the infrastructure, it should be able to, you know, put a lid on it. But, you know, everyone, it's a question of preparation and coordination and money.
You mentioned the antivirals. Talk about some of the treatment for this.
Yeah, these are vaccines, Jynneos, made by Bavarian Nordic. LC16 is the other one from KM Biologics. These are the two that have the emergency authorization right now. Mpox is a cousin of smallpox, so it's the same sort of game where they need similar treatments. These are stockpiled in large numbers, but there's still some shortages and there's still some concern about supplies, manufacturing capacity because of the 2022 outbreak. And they're looking at new treatments, you know, that they might be able to apply. National Institutes of Health was trying an antiviral drug called TPOXX, and they said last week that it didn't reduce the duration of the Mpox lesions among kids and adults with clade 1 in Democratic Republic of Congo, but they said it was safe. So they're kind of, you know, coming to the game and seeing if there's some other drugs out there that can be applied to kind of make this emergency less of an emergency.
And then going back to transmission, for people just tuning in about Mpox, there's no evidence that this can be spread through the air. This is about close physical contact, right?
That's right. And in 2022, it was, physical contact, including transmission by sex. And there's the belief, more than the belief, there's evidence that clade 1 in Africa is now being spread. It's not just kids coming into contact with wild animals, but that there's a sex trade, there's sex workers, and that some of the transmission is going on there. So it's adult to adult. I think they're trying to suss that out and trying to get some protection to the most affected groups as well.
What are the mortality rates with this right now?
Well, I think there's something like more than 500 deaths so far in Africa out of about 16,000 cases. And nine countries, maybe 9 to 12 have confirmed cases right now. So, I mean, it's much more than the clade 2 variant that we saw in 2022. I think they're still trying to get a handle, frankly, around what makes this exactly different, the strain, and why it is so easily transmitted. And again, that will inform, you know, what kind of drugs can be applied, existing drugs, and if they want to, you know, perhaps design new ones, new vaccines.
Senior healthcare editor for Axios, Adriel Bettelheim, thank you so much for the visit. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.